No, I haven't, and I can categorically say to you that my time as assistant editor of the Sun Online, I know for a fact that the breaking news staff online that I was in charge of never went down that process.
Why not, though? Because one of the things we hear from some of the people who've been not necessarily defending, but certainly explaining some of the behaviour within the News of the World and perhaps other family of the papers as well, is that the intense pressure on the journalist floor, to survive, you've got to come up with the stories.
Yeah, you do have to come up with the stories. It's very competitive in tabloid newsroom compared to other newsrooms. I don't mean that as any disrespect to what goes on in Three Counties. I've worked in local radio as well, you know, Simon, and I know how the pressure is here. But let's call a spade as a journalist. I get a little bit sick in my throat when people talk to me about that amount of pressure when there's people in Bedford A&E working, you know, that's pressure working in an accident and emergency. What I would say about this is, look, the revelations or the allegations that we've had over the past 24, 48 hours are game changers, and rightly so. I think your average normal journalist does feel sick and repulsed, and I have spoken to colleagues of mine, former colleagues of mine at News International over the past 24 hours, and they are absolutely shocked and repulsed about what's going on.
What are they shocked at? Because, well, I'm very surprised to hear that anybody in any newspaper would be surprised and shocked at the behaviour of other journalists. What are they shocked at?
They're shocked that phone hacking has been used for this industrial scale, as is coming out, and they're shocked about these last two allegations relating to Millie Dowler and the Soham parents, and I have to say there'll probably be a few more after that. We do have to be careful that we don't put a plague on all the houses of journalism. I've been on a couple of radio interviews in the past 24 hours where, you know, people have said, journalists are horrible, journalists are crooks, journalists are this. We're all journalists in this room. You know, that's condemning BBC Three Counties. And you're also condemning the other newspapers as well. And at the moment, there is no evidence that that is happening. The other thing is, quite funny, I was on a phone in the other day and somebody was saying, you know, I hate the Murdoch Press, they're all crooks and all this sort of stuff. And then we said to him, what paper do you read? The Times, Murdoch Press. And I think, you know, we have to be very careful that, look, we have to absolutely go through a root and branch reform of what's happening within the News of the World. Lessons need to be learned. It needs to be done quickly, and there needs to be answers quickly. But let's not put a plague on all the houses of British journalism. We still do have the best press in the world, and I would hate to restrict our press so much that we get to the point where we can't use techniques. I'm not saying phone hacking, but we can't use techniques to get to the truth when people are hiding it.
Do you feel embarrassed about any of this? I know that people, you're not involved, you said, and it's very different, although it's under the same family. The Sun and the News of the World are often run as separate entities. But do you feel embarrassed?
It's interesting you say that. I'll come back to whether I'm embarrassed and saying it's interesting you say that, because actually, during my time in that newsroom, the Sun and the News of the World were enemies, and the News of the World would do anything to see what we were running in the paper tomorrow to see if they could outscoop us on a Sunday.
So maybe your own phones have been hacked internally.
Well, no, they have. I can tell you, I sat in the office with Rebecca Wade when I was at the Sun when she was told that her phone had been hacked. And I won't use the words, the swear words she used when she described how she felt about that, but she was very, very angry about it. So she's a victim of this as well. And look, I'm not saying she's a victim as much as Millie Dowler's family. Please don't say that. But this has been happening to their own to a certain extent. But I would say, again, coming back to this News of the World something, they weren't their own. News of the World saw Sun as the arch enemy and vice versa. The one thing I will say about, am I embarrassed about it? As a journalist working in Britain today, I am embarrassed about this whole thing. I'm not embarrassed because, as again, to the best of my knowledge, when I was at the Sun, it was never going that way.
Is it the newspaper's fault? Is it the tabloid's fault? Or is it our fault? Because we do keep buying these red-top newspapers.
Well, again, come back to the plague on our houses comment. I don't want people to stop buying newspapers if they feel that they enjoy it and they feel that they've got information. You know, not every single story in a newspaper has been got through phone hacking. You know, it'd be ridiculous to say that. We have a situation here. There has been industrial-scale phone hacking in the News of the World. It's obvious now. It needs to be investigated. But please, I hope that people don't think that this, you know, there's no home for tabloid journalism. There is good tabloid journalism in this country of all papers.
What about what Jason says on the text this morning? He says, reading a tabloid is pretty much like eating a kebab. You know you shouldn't do it because it's bad for you, and afterwards you wish you had because it gives you no nourishment.
Well, I would disagree that the tabloids don't give you nourishment, because once you get past page one, we've had this discussion before of the celebrity story, you get to page 15, there are some decent stories in there, and the Sun has led some great campaigns.
But why aren't those decent stories on page one?
Well, they did front with them and then put them into page 15. Because people like to see a pretty person in the morning. That's why you should be on television.
Oh,